Why is Craigslist so weird? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Iconic internet company Craigslist is a strange beast. The founder of the simple text-based online classified site spends a great deal of his time as a customer service rep, reading ad submissions and responding to complaints. The company refuses to adopt new features that most users expect from other sites and intentionally limits its profits by charging for only a few kinds of ads. Gary Wolf profiles Craigslist in the most recent edition of Wired magazine.
I first decided that I wanted to write about the company quite a few years ago when I saw its founder and its CEO talk and saw them describe themselves as being interested in unbranding, demonetizing, and uncompeting. Since most companies are interested in branding, monetizing, and competing, I thought that's a very interesting, very unusual approach to business.
Where does that strange impulse come from?
Well, when I first heard them talk about it, I thought, well, I've heard artists, I've heard writers talk about money in this way as a kind of danger, as something that may go along with their work, but that they're either afraid of or want to resist the lure of, or they want to resist being influenced by the financial imperative. But I've never heard a businessman talk that way. I think it comes from the fact that Craigslist didn't start as a business. It started as an expression of the personal values of its founder, Craig Newmark, who got a lot of pleasure out of providing this service to people he knew and then to people who he didn't know and then to eventually millions of people. So you have something where the business came second and the motivations that came first were very unbusinesslike.
And yet Craigslist does make a tidy profit.
It makes an enormous sum when you consider the size of the company. And this is where the story becomes interesting, because there's a lot of people out there doing things for reasons other than money. But very seldom does that endeavor lead to a company that generates probably on the order of $100 million in revenue a year. It could generate vastly greater revenue than that if they wanted it to. So here you have a company that has relatively non-commercial values turning out to be an enormous, powerful competitor in a commercial space.
Sort of related to how profitable Craigslist wants to be, the company has never done any marketing of any kind. It doesn't promote itself.
Not only does Craigslist not do any marketing, they don't have any business development people, no brand experts. Nobody whose job it is to extend the company's reputation outside the fact that they extend their reputation through their service. How can they get away with that when they're competing with companies that spend enormous sums on marketing? Well, they don't have the need to maximize their revenue. They attempt to defend, I think, their market share. I came to the conclusion that they're actually quite competitive in their approach to serving their customers and to gaining market share. But because they're not subject to a revenue goal plan, because they're not trying to maximize their profits, it's really all right with them to grow slowly.
Gary Wolf is a contributing editor at Wired. More of our conversation tomorrow. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.